The Roz and Mocha Show. We talk to the people that everyone else is just talking about. Kiss 92.5 presents $10,000 Thursday with Roz and Mocha's Decision Impossible.
Your mission, if you choose to accept it.
To win 10 grand, you have to be willing to give it away. Three KISS listeners locked in a room to deliberate. Which one of them is most worthy? Which one deserves it the most? Only they will decide, and there can only be one winner. If the decision is unanimous, one walks away with $10,000. If it's not, they each walk away with nothing.
Here we go.
By the way, it's 7:34. It's the Roz and Mocha Show.
I'm so amped up for this. Somebody's going to get 10 grand today, one way or another. The three contestants are here. Woo. Andrew, Davika, and Caitlin are their names.
Yeah.
To get to know Andrew, Davika, and Caitlin, listen to this.
Roz and Mocha, $10,000 Thursdays on KISS 92.5. Now, let's meet our contestants. Contestant number one.
Hi, my name is Davika, and I can't think of anybody else more deserving for this $10,000 than myself. I'm a single mom making less than $30,000 a year, taking care of my three-year-old daughter. But that's not all. Tragically, I lost my sister a year and a half ago in a car accident, and I'm taking care of my 13-year-old nephew. I really need this money.
Contestant number two.
Hi, my name's Andrew, and as much as I would love the $10,000 for myself, I can't think of anyone more deserving than my sister Amy. Here's the deal. My sister Amy is a mother of seven children. She's not a single mother. She has a husband, but she doesn't work full-time as her hours have been cut back, and her husband has been laid off work. They've piled up an incredible amount of debt, and it's hard for them to live day-to-day. Now, can you imagine me giving $10,000 to my sister Amy so she can take care of her seven kids?
Contestant number three.
Hi, my name is Caitlin. I work at a gas station, and I'm 20 years old, and I have an 18-month at home. I work 6 days a week, and I'm doing online school as well, so it's hard to have enough time to spend with my son, and it would really help me out if I got this. Wow, if I won the $10,000, I would love to buy my son some brand new toys and put money towards his schooling. It would be fantastic, like so cool to think about his future and actually give him a future that I wasn't able to have.
All right.
Well, there you have it. Caitlin, Davika, and Andrew.
Right in the hallway?
Yeah. Hi, guys. Come on in.
Morning.
All right, Andrew, Davika, and Caitlin.
Good morning.
Oh, Andrew seems to be the alpha in this group so far. That may help you. It may hurt you, brother.
I know. Could be dangerous.
Okay, so first of all, just by saying I do, who thinks that they deserve this money the most?
I do.
Caitlin?
I think I deserve it, but I don't know their situation.
Okay, well, that's why you're going to deliberate. Now, Davika, but do you in your heart right now feel that you walking into this building deserve the money the most?
I think I do, but again, I don't know Andrew or Caitlin's situation.
What would somebody have to have in their life to deserve it more than you? Because you got a pretty messed up story.
Yeah, I do. I don't know, I guess maybe sick family members.
Does anybody here have a sick family member? No is the answer, so...
Did you also say insane death?
No, death.
Death.
Oh, death.
Death.
I was going to say.
So you know how this works. The three of you are going to go to a room. In that room, it's going to be the three of you. You're going to deliberate. You're going to tell your stories. You're going to talk to each other. You're going to get to know each other. Okay? You have to decide who is most deserving. You can debate with each other. You can make a decision on one person, then switch it if you don't want to. If two people agree on one and one person doesn't agree on that person, that's fine. You got to work it out yourselves. Okay?
Yeah.
You think you can do this?
Yes, I think we can.
I think Andrew might walk away with this.
Well, the important thing to remember is that one out of you three will go home possibly today with $10,000.
All right.
Now, if you can't come to a decision, while you're in the room, we're going to go online. We're going to find somebody who did nothing more than click a mouse to enter this contest. And we're going to give it to them for doing absolutely nothing while you sit and watch us do it.
That'd be tough.
Very tough.
Okay.
All right.
$10,000.
Okay.
Roz and Mocha, Kiss 92.5.
We've just started Decision Impossible here on $10,000 Thursdays. The three contestants, again, Davika, Andrew, and Caitlin. Maury has taken them down to their deliberation room. It's right across the hall from the studio. Just to recap, Andrew, 26, wants to win this money for his sister, who has a lot of kids. Davika, 3-year-old son. Caitlin, making minimum wage, working at a gas station, also has a little boy at home. Maury is on the phone. Is Maury on the phone?
Mm-hmm. Maury!
Hi, it's Maury.
Damn it, Maury, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. So, Damn it, Maury is in the hallway, the room where we've put Andrew, Davika, and Caitlin. Mm-hmm. It's right across the hall from this studio here. There's a tiny little window in the door. Maury, can you look through the window? What do you see?
They're all sitting around. It's kind of looking a little awkward. Kind of like meeting each other for like a first date kind of thing.
Sure. Basically what it is, speed dating, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're sort of like swiveling around in their chair a little bit. You know, they're really uncomfortable. Not really, doesn't look like they're really saying too much.
Okay, hold on here. Hang on 1 second, Maury. Can we listen in?
Mm-hmm. What are you guys doing today?
I have to go to work.
Yeah.
And I'm done. Take me forever to get there.
Yeah, where do you have work again, Miss Saga?
Yeah, it's like, I'm actually not too sure how far away it is from here because I don't really come downtown Toronto a lot.
Did you come on the bus?
No, I actually got one of my friends to drop me off this morning. I beg him for a huge favor.
How are you getting to work?
I have to take the bus from here.
I'll totally drive you. I have to go past Miss Saga anyways. I'll totally drive you.
Okay, hang on.
These people better start delivering. They know that somebody is going to win $10,000, right?
We're talking about giving each other a ride.
What are you doing? More, get them on it, man.
Oh, my God.
Impossible. You're listening to Roz and Mocha's Decision Impossible on $10,000 Thursdays, exclusively on Kiss 92.5.
Decision Impossible is underway. Andrew, Davika, and Caitlin are locked in a room together to deliberate. Trying to figure out which one of them deserves the money the most. These guys all have great stories, man, too. The room that they're in is wired. We have the ability to listen in. Also, Damn it, Maury is on the phone in the hallway peeking through the window.
Hey, Maury.
Hey, what's going on?
What does it look like in there? How's everything looking?
Looks like they're getting along quite well. I think Caitlin's talking
okay,
most
okay, good.
Right
we told we... Caitlin up to this point has been very quiet, and mm-hmm. Caitlin is the single mom of a 3-month-old, works at a gas station. And we wanted... Is she talking now?
Yeah, she's okay, talking
go.
Right now.
Go.
Okay, hand.
I am a single mother. The father doesn't help out whatsoever. Has never helped out. Like, I work at a gas station and get minimum wage, and I have to work 6 days a week. Some days I'm not even able to see my son because I'm busy with trying to go to court, trying to do school, trying to work. And some days I leave before my son even gets up, and I get my mom to drop him off at daycare for me, and then by the time I get home, he's already in bed. So it's really hard, but, you know, like, I don't have 7 of them, but then again... I am on my own, right? So
it's good that you're still in school.
Yeah, I actually I got pregnant and I was still in high school, and I had my son, and I still went back and finished high school because I know if I don't get schooling, then I'm gonna go nowhere in life.
Whoa,
Caitlin is. If I had to, I'm not gonna influence us because they can't hear us at all. I love this girl. My heart breaks for this girl. This is too much for me. Why do we do this? I hate doing this stuff. It's so torturing.
After knowing the background of everybody, yeah. I know exactly who, if I were in that room, who I'd give the money to.
We will be checking back in with Andrew, Davika, and Caitlin for Roz and Mocha's Decision Impossible.
Roz and Mocha's Decision Impossible. 3 strangers, $10,000. 1 winner. Only they can decide who gets the cash. Will greed win over compassion? Find out on Kiss 92.5.
So the contestants are in the deliberation room. Again, Andrew, Davika, and Caitlin, all deserving. Caitlin and Davika... both single moms want to win the money for themselves. Andrew, I think, wants to win it for his sister. Damn it, Maury is in the hallway
Maury!
Hey, okay, so I'm looking back into the deliberation room, and by the looks of things, it looks like Andrew is doing... He's doing most of the talking. The other girls are kind of just listening, and it looks like they're really listening carefully. Like, he's telling a really
good
story.
Okay, hang tight. Let's listen in here.
You guys, honestly, you guys relate a lot to my sister. She went to school, Seneca, for nursing. She went to try to get her RN. She couldn't finish. She would think she was like 5 or 6 courses short.
It's like eight years or something.
Yeah.
So
it's a really
she was close.
Program.
She actually went for a while, and but then she had one kid, and then and within a span of like a year and a half, she had another one. So
do you know why she had so many? I can't fathom why.
She's always had like a fear of death. So she always wanted to have a lot of like life around her. So she had she wanted to have like 4 kids. That was her goal, and then. When she had her 5th, she was kind of like, uh-oh. And then she started going on birth control. And then I guess something happened between. I guess she was, I don't know what happened exactly. She had the 6th. And then same thing happened with the 7th. So then they switched her up and ended up the guy or the husband got a vasectomy. Wow. Just to make sure there's no more.
Yay!
Oh, my God. That was Andrew? That's Andrew's story.
Andrew, yeah.
Sister, 7 kids. Ay, ay, ay.
All right. Keep it locked. Somebody today will win $10,000. Mission Impossible.
So right now, as we speak, Andrew, Davika, and Caitlin are the 3 contestants that are in this morning. They're in a room sequestered. They've been debating back and forth, telling their stories. Sometimes, to be honest with you, the conversation just completely ends.
Hang on.
It's very awkward. We can listen
in. Can we listen in right now, real quick?
Yeah.
Man, Roz is tall.
Yeah, I didn't think he would be that tall.
Yeah.
I'm talking about us now.
Shut up.
Mocha was pretty much Mocha. That's what I see.
Yeah, I figured he'd look like that.
I saw a picture of him on the website, so.
Yeah. Looks like a guy.
Well,
from
when I see the picture on the website, I'm like, that's what they're
doing. Okay, hang on. Andrew just said, yeah, Mocha looks like a guy from Scarborough. What the hell?
Kiss 92.5.
The 3 contestants, Andrew, Davika, and Caitlin, are still sequestered, deliberating, trying to figure out amongst the 3 of them who is most deserving. They're all really, I mean, they all have fantastic stories.
Mm-hmm.
Dammit, Maury is peeking in on the room. The room they're in is wired, so we have the ability to, we can just like pot it up at any point and just listen in on what they're saying. Talk to Dammit, Maury.
What up?
Okay, Maury, so Andrew, Davika, and Caitlin are still in the deliberation room trying to figure out amongst them unanimously who is most deserving of the 10 grand. Is the room dark? Like, did you crank the lights? Did you set the mood for them? What did you do before you put them in there?
I never thought of that. It's just like the fluorescent lights are on full blast.
Oh, God.
That's what you do in a deliberation room.
But the room is wired, and let's take another listen.
If it was like just me and my daughter, we'd be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got a 13-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my God, he wants like name brand everything. Nike shoes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
Mine's not there yet.
No. And it's like, I feel bad to tell him I can't buy it because he goes to school and everybody else has it.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you
I was 20 when I had my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was almost 22 when I took over taking care of him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's my sister's son from her first marriage.
Okay.
And then she had 2 more sons with her next. They didn't get married, but I guess common law because they were together for so long. So after she died in a car accident. So she had life insurance and stuff. So that went to her
funeral.
No, her husband, the one she was with
the
at the time.
Law, yeah.
Yeah. So he took the 2 boys that were his and kind of just.
They just left.
Put out the other one. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Like, they don't go to the same schools, they don't live in the same areas anymore. Like, I live in Etobicoke, and I think him and the other 2 boys are, like, in Ajax, or... So it's, like, not even close at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, they talk on Facebook and stuff, but...
Yeah.
They don't...
Dude, these stories
not growing up
together.
Okay, that... Who was that?
That was Davika.
Davika. Okay. Oh, my God.
Holy cow.
This is the hardest thing that we've ever done on this show, and we don't even really have to do anything. It's a decision impossible.
Impossible. You're listening to Roz and Mocha's Decision Impossible on $10,000 Thursdays, exclusively on Kiss 92.5.
Caitlin, Davika, and Andrew, we've sent Maury to yank him out of there. They've been in the deliberation room since 7:30. All very deserving, like crazy deserving. But to reframe, also, the cruel twist in this is that if Caitlin, Davika, and Andrew cannot come up with a unanimous choice as to who out of the three of them is most deserving, the cruel twist is that we're going to go to one of the online qualifiers who did nothing. They didn't have to show up. They didn't have to nothing. And we're going to pick somebody randomly who qualified at kiss925.com.
By the way, if you go to our website, you can still qualify. Enter for next week's 10 grand.
And then they get the money.
Uh-huh.
It's that easy. Right. Okay, so here, we'll refresh you as to who these three people are.
Roz and Mocha, $10,000 Thursdays on Kiss 92.5. Now, let's meet our contestants. Contestant number one.
Hi, my name is Davika, and I can't think of anybody else more deserving for this $10,000 than myself. I'm a single mom making less than $30,000 a year, taking care of my three-year-old daughter. But that's not all. Tragically, I lost my sister a year and a half ago in a car accident, and I'm taking care of my 13-year-old nephew. I really need this money.
Contestant number two.
Hi, my name's Andrew, and as much as I would love the $10,000 for myself, I can't think of anyone more deserving than my sister Amy. Here's the deal. My sister Amy is a mother of seven children. She's not a single mother. She has a husband, but she doesn't work full-time as her hours have been cut back, and her husband has been laid off work. They've piled up an incredible amount of debt, and it's hard for them to live day-to-day. Now, can you imagine me giving $10,000 to my sister Amy so she can take care of her seven kids?
Contestant number three.
Hi, my name is Caitlin. I work at a gas station, and I'm 28 years old, and I have an 18-month at home. I work 6 days a week, and I'm doing online school as well, so it's hard to have enough time to spend with my son, and it would really help me out if I got this. Wow, if I won the $10,000, I would love to buy my son some brand new toys and put money towards his schooling. It would be fantastic, like so cool to think about his future and actually give him a future that I wasn't able to have.
All right, Maury, bring in Andrew. Andrew, 26, not winning the money for himself. Just to recap, winning the money for his sister, who is raising seven kids. Ay, ay, ay. Andrew, how did it go in there with the deliberations?
It's tough. It's tough.
Is it?
Yeah, really tough.
Why is it so tough?
You were talking the other day about bringing in single mothers and stuff like that. It's tough, you know. It's they all have relatable stories.
Have you, without saying who, have you come to a decision on who is most deserving of this 10 grand?
Yes.
Because I'm going to say right now, you coming into this are not a favorite.
Yeah.
Simply because you are very good. You want to give the money to your sister.
Yes.
But you don't yourself need the money. So it's really coming down to your vote may sway this.
Mm-hmm.
You may have the final and deciding vote on actually who walks away with 10 grand on this. So have you in your head right now made a decision?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's tough. It's tough. Right. They both got relatable stories.
Okay. Andrew, thank you so much. We're going to send you back out.
Who are we bringing in next?
Who do you want to talk to, Caitlin or Davika?
Let's get Davika in here.
Davika, please.
Davika, welcome back.
Thank you.
What was the vibe like in the deliberation room?
It was not that bad, actually.
Yeah.
Everybody was relaxed and...
Now, people have commented on the fact that you're very well dressed. That it looks like you have an expensive handbag with you. That maybe that
it's
was
a knockoff.
Oh, okay. Because somebody had said to me, they're like that Davika girl showed up with a Coach purse.
Yeah, it's a
and
knockoff.
I'm like, okay, so
Davika.
Coach spelled with a K.
Okay. Okay. So, how was it in there? How was the mood? How are you feeling right now?
I feel good.
Okay.
It was nice to get to know. The two of them.
Without saying who, have you made a decision? It can even be yourself, but without saying who, have you made a decision on who deserves this money the most?
Yeah, I have.
You have?
Yes.
Was it an easy decision?
No, not really.
Okay. Okay. So, Davika, out you go. We're going to bring Caitlin in.
Here we go.
Oh, man. This is so good.
All right, Caitlin, welcome back. Of course, it's $10,000 Thursdays.
Caitlin, little boy at home, working minimum wage at a gas station. How old are you?
I'm 20.
You're 20. Okay.
So, Caitlin, tell us about what it was like being with Andrew and Davika in the deliberation room just now.
They're both really, really great people.
Do you feel that you have the best shot at this?
I think one of them deserves the
More than I do.
Really?
Wow.
Wow. Okay, so you have made a decision.
I have.
Don't tell us who it is. I cannot believe, like, I want to burst into tears right now after listening to your story. 18-month-old at home, working minimum wage at a gas station. And you think that maybe you're not the most deserving out of this. That is insane to me. Okay, so Caitlin, we're going to send you back out into the hallway. I guess we bring the three of them back in to do the final deliberations with us. And we'll get somebody who qualified online on the phone. And if these guys can't come up with a unanimous decision, then somebody who merely qualified online walks with $10,000.
Yeah, $10,000 Thursdays. Oh, decision God. Impossible.
Oh, my God. This is breaking my heart.
On the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5.
The deliberations are over.
Yep.
Somebody is going to walk away if the decision is unanimous with $10,000.
Yep.
If not, they're going to watch us give it to somebody who's probably not all that deserving.
And that somebody is on the phone with us right now. Her name is Anna Marie. She's from Woodbridge. Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. So you entered online at kiss925.com for our $10,000 Thursdays.
Yes.
The three contestants have been deliberating all morning. We don't know their decision yet, if the decision is unanimous between them. If they can't come up with a unanimous person out of the three of them who deserves this money the most, then they all walk away with nothing, and you get $10,000.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Wow.
How old are you?
38.
Okay. Very odd thing, the oh, my goodness gracious.
All right, Anna Marie, stay on the line. We're going to bring in all three of our in-studio qualifiers back in here. Andrew, Davika, and Caitlin, good morning.
Good morning.
Our web qualifier, Anna Marie, is on the phone as well.
Good morning.
So, how did the deliberations go?
It's been tough.
Have you come up with a unanimous decision as to who deserves this money the most?
No, we have not.
You have not?
No.
Are you serious?
So, here we're going to go right now. Now, keep in mind, we're going to start with Andrew. Who do you think deserves the money the most? Stop. Davika, who do you think deserves the money the most? Yes. This, now, keep in mind, this is your name. No take backs, no nothing. So right now, we need your decision. Who deserves the money the most?
Honestly, I do.
Caitlin, who do you think deserves the money the most?
Davika.
This may be the hugest thing anybody's ever done on the show. Now, Andrew, it all comes down to you.
Pause for 1 minute. Anna Marie?
Yes.
Are you listening to all of this?
I am, yes.
FYI, folks who are in here, Davika, Caitlin, and Andrew, Anna Marie, all she did was go online and click the enter button at kiss925.com for this contest.
So, Anna Marie, right now, if Andrew's going to say who he thinks is most deserving, and keep in mind, if the name he chooses is not Davika, you instantly win $10,000. Now, Andrew, somebody will win this money. Anna Marie will win this money. Who do you think, Andrew, and you can spoil everything right now, or you can hand $10,000 over to Davika. It has to be unanimous. So, who do you think is most deserving of $10,000?
So this is it, the end, this is it
right now. You can either right now hand Davika $10,000 if you think you're more deserving or Caitlin was more deserving. We're gonna give the money to Anna Maria, who did nothing more than enter online. So Andrew, who do you think is most deserving of $10,000?
I still think my sister, but I can never, after hearing Davika's story, I guess it's Davika.
Wow!
No!
Davika, congratulations. What would you like to say right now?
Well, it was really great meeting you both, and Andrew and Caitlin. I'm really going to help.
Davika walking away with 10 grand. Congratulations.
Woo!
All right.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's #1 hit music station, Kiss 92.5.